From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Donald Trump clinches the Republican presidential nomination. Just hours after he had won the number of delegates needed for him to be the official party nominee, Donald Trump delivered a policy address where he unleashed a broad attack on his likely general election opponent.
Hillary is going to ban fracking. Hillary is going to abolish the Second Amendment, okay, just in case you have any questions. She's going to abolish your right to own guns.
Clinton, who is still in a primary battle with Bernie Sanders, telling supporters Trump would take the country backward on every issue.
There has never been more at stake for working families in America than there is right now. This election should be about knocking down all the barriers that hold families back, building ladders of opportunity in their place.
According to the AP, Clinton is just 75 delegates short of clinching the Democratic presidential nomination. President Barack Obama on Friday will become the first American president to confront the historic and haunted ground of Hiroshima, where U.S. forces dropped the atomic bomb 7 decades ago. Speaking Thursday, he said it's a reminder of the terrible toll of World War II.
It's also to remind ourselves that the job's not done in reducing conflict, building institutions of peace, and reducing the prospect of nuclear war in the future.
The president will be accompanied by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in a demonstration of friendship. On Wall Street on Thursday, the Dow closed down 23 points. The Nikkei opened higher. You're listening to VOA News. The head of the U.S. Transportation Security Administration says new screeners are headed to the nation's busiest airports to ease the congestion that set off a national uproar. The additional help comes just days before the Memorial Day holiday and the start of the summer travel season. The TSA's Peter Neffinger told lawmakers Wednesday that the agency is sending new screeners to Chicago, New York, Atlanta, Los Angeles, and other hubs.
Additionally, we are providing more overtime and 768 new TSA officers. We are also converting, with the help of Congress and the reprogramming request, our frontline officers from part-time to full-time as necessary to immediately increase screening capacity and help improve retention and morale.
Even with the personnel upgrades, though, Neffinger admits it's going to be a trying summer for air travelers. His appearance before the House Homeland Security Committee came just days after he ousted the TSA's head of security and put in new management team to speed up screenings. Malnourishment is easy to see but much harder to fix. New research suggests it could be caused by more than just the lack of a healthy diet. VOA's Jessica Berman reports.
The World Health Organization says about 45% of all child deaths in the world are associated with malnutrition and infections. But in the past few years, some scientists have been researching the likelihood that the body's own immune system may also play a large role in malnutrition by keeping the body from absorbing the very nutrients it needs to survive. In a paper published in the journal Trends in Immunology, researchers at Queen Mary University of London reviewed the evidence suggesting infections and malnutrition together are often the dual cause of death in malnourished children. The research, they say, suggests a malfunctioning immune system, which could be inherited, contributes to a whole host of what they call pro-inflammatory conditions. The findings are adding to a new understanding of the immune system, not just that it fights off infection, but plays a role in a well-functioning metabolism, the nervous system, and growth. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
Filmmaker Steven Spielberg has told Harvard University graduates to become heroes in real life. Speaking at commencement on Thursday, Spielberg invoked stories from his films and his life as he encouraged students to take on the world's foes. He told them the world is full of villains, such as like racism, homophobia, and religious hatred, and the response to them, he said, should be empathy. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.